Today is Tu Bishvat, and many people have the minhag to eat 15 types of fruit on Tu Bishvat. And obviously, before eating the fruit, they need to say a bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz. Now, a question that comes up is, you've got a range of fruits in front of you. Which fruit should you actually say the bracha on and then cover everything else with that bracha? And this is a point of machloket amongst the Rishonim. And there are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Yud Aleph. In Se'if Aleph, the Mechaber brings the opinion of the Bahag, who says that the fruits from the Shivat Haminim, from the seven species of Eretz Israel, always take precedence. So if a person's got a grape and an apple in front of them, then they would say the brachav borei pri ha'etz over the grape and eat it and then have the apple afterwards. As far as the Shivat Haminim is concerned, if one has grapes and pomegranates and dates and also an apple, then we've established that you don't say the bracha over the apple, but which one of the Shivat Haminim would you say the bracha over? So the halakha is that we look at how the fruits appear in the pasuk of Eretz Chitah Sora v'Gefen u'Teinav Rimon Eretz Zeit Shemen u'Dvash, a land of wheat and barley and grapes and figs and pomegranates and olives and dates, and whichever's earlier in the pasuk comes first in our order of priorities in terms of deciding which one we should say the bracha over. The only fly in the ointment, as it were, is that in actual fact, we don't say that Gefen, which is number three in the list, comes first, but rather we say that Zeit Shemen, that olives come first, because they are right after the word Eretz, the second time the word Eretz is mentioned, followed by dates, which come second after the word Eretz, followed by the grapes, which are third after the first Eretz, followed by the figs, which are fourth after the first Eretz, and followed by the Rimon, which are fifth after the first Eretz. So the order of fruits is olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. If there isn't Shivat Haminim there, and all I've got in front of me is a choice of apples, oranges, and mangoes, which one should I say the bracha over? So the halakha is if any of them are not complete, if any of them are not shalem, then you don't say the bracha over that, and you choose a shalem fruit to say the bracha over. So my apples cut into slices, my orange is cut into segments, but my mango is whole, then I would say the bracha over the mango. But what if they're all whole, or they're all cut into segments, then what would I do? So in that case, I would look at chaviv, I would look at which fruit I prefer, and I would say the bracha over that. If I prefer the mangoes, I would say the bracha over the mango. If I prefer the apple, then I would say the bracha over the apple. And it seems that according to this opinion, when we talk about chaviv, we talk about which fruit I prefer to eat, we're looking at which fruit do I generally prefer to eat. If I generally prefer the mango over the apples and the oranges, the fact that today's apple looks, you know, absolutely delicious, and it's a rare species of apple that don't usually get, it's not just a Granny Smith or a Golden Delicious, but it's a kissable apple or a pink lady or whatever it might be, so then that's not relevant, because generally speaking I prefer the mango, and therefore I should say the bracha over the mango. That's the view of the Bahag, and the first view in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is the way that the Mishnah Brura paskens as well. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Bet brings the view of the Rambam, and the view of the Rambam is that priority is always, or preference is always, given to chaviv, to the fruit that one prefers, and it's the fruit that I prefer to eat today. So if in general I've got in front of me apples, oranges, mangoes, and grapes, and generally speaking I prefer to eat the apple, but today I prefer to eat the mango, so despite the fact that I've got grapes there which are from the Shivat Haminim and a fruit that I generally prefer to eat, But I say the bracha on the fruit that I prefer to eat today, and that's the mango, so I would say the bracha over the mango. What if I look at the plate of fruit in front of me, and I say, nah, you know, I like them all. They all look delicious, or none of them look nice, and I'm only eating them because it's Tu Bishvat, so I've got nothing there which is chaviv. What would I say the bracha on? In that case, I would say the bracha on something which comes from the Shivat Haminim, in the order given previously. So if I've got an apple, a mango, a grape, and a date, then I would say the bracha over the date. If I haven't got anything there from the Shivat Haminim, so it's all apples and oranges and mangoes, and I don't prefer any one over the other, so then I would look at the issue of Shalem. I would say the bracha over a fruit which is complete and whole rather than one which has been cut. So that's the view of the Rambam, that Chaviv takes precedence over the Shivat Haminim, as opposed to the view of the Bahag, who said Shivat Haminim takes precedence over Chaviv. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Nunhei, Paskins like the Rambam, and this second view in the Mishnah Brura. And very interestingly, the Taz says that it's all a bit of a hodgepodge, and whichever way you do it, you've got a view to rely on, and they've all got something to recommend them, and he doesn't come down in view of either opinion, but there's still going to be an order of Kadima if one chooses to have the Min Zayin first. So then there's obviously a list of preference within the Shivat Haminim. If one's looking at, if one's not following that view, one's following the view of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, then one has to have Chaviv first. You can't just say, well, you've got apples, oranges, and grapes, and to say, well, I don't really like the apple, so I'm going to eat the apple first and say the bracha over that and get that out of the way. That you definitely wouldn't be able to do. Something that did occur to me, this is a solution suggested in the Halachot of Hamotzi, where you've got different types of bread in front of you, where there's a different weightings given to each one, and you've got a prusa of a sliced piece of bread which is from a superior type of loaf, and a complete piece of bread from a complete loaf from an inferior type of grain. So then the halacha is that one holds the two together and says the bracha on both of them and eats them together. So many instances, you know, you could have you could take two fruits together, say the bracha on them both, and eat them together. Of course, it would depend on the size of the fruit. If it's a cherry and a grape, you can do that. If it's an apple and a pomegranate, it might be a bit harder. Ad kan.